Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM. This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
I'm Rob Archer.
And I'm Karen Adams. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass just got a major vote of confidence that she can solve the city's homeless crisis. Our Craig Figner has more.
$50 million. That is how much L.A. council members approved unanimously to transfer to the Homelessness Emergency Account. It is money that will be under the control of L.A. Mayor Karen Bass and her chief deputies, the people in charge of her Inside Safe initiative, the effort to house 17,000 homeless during her first year in office.
It is a housing-led program aimed specifically at those living unhoused in encampments.
The mayor's czar on homelessness, she told council members the money will help with interim housing on the way towards permanent housing, which has yet to find a funding source.
Right. So as you're moving along, it's not just did you get the unit, did you get the housing opportunity, but from our point of view, is it quality? Right? Are people being finally housed, not just moved to another interim housing opportunity and calling it a housing opportunity, but from interim to permanent?
$50 million, at least up front. It is able to be spent without oversight, but the council to receive biweekly updates on spending and Inside Safe's progress at LA City Hall. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Evictions are set to resume in L.A. starting next month, but City Council is looking at some new laws to protect renters. The eviction moratorium was put into place at the beginning of the pandemic, and landlords say they have been losing a lot of money as a result. The city's Housing and Homelessness Committee is meeting right now and going over a number of potential options. They include requiring landlords to give justification for evicting a tenant and only allowing evictions if a renter is behind by more than a month's rent.
Police in Orange County have arrested a man who they say stalked a young woman at a popular shopping mall, then attacked and raped her outside. As Emily Valdez reports, police believe there may be more possible victims.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Santa Ana Police Sergeant Maria Lopez.
The types of crimes that the suspect committed are, some of the most heinous acts of violence really that can happen to a victim. That's just simply going about her day.
It happened at the Main Place Mall Monday about 7 p.m. Police say the suspect attacked the 19-year-old woman in the parking lot, forcing her to drive to another part of Orange County where he raped and robbed her. Police say the victim does not know the suspect, Quentin Roberson.
We do believe that he was following her at the mall, potentially stalking her, until she eventually did leave the mall to her vehicle when he approached her.
Lopez says Roberson was arrested for a similar crime last year and has a conviction for assault with a deadly weapon. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And we have a photo of the rape suspect on our website, knxnews.com.
Attorneys for writer and recording artist Feezy LeBron have announced plans to sue the L.A. Sheriff's Department for civil rights violations after deputies threatened to shoot him during an incident on New Year's Eve. Pete Demetrio has more.
Feezy LeBron, whose real name is Daryl Scott, was parked in a car in Gardena at 5:30 on New Year's Eve waiting for a friend when L.A. Sheriff's deputies pulled up and began interrogating him. One deputy put his hand on his arm to try to get him out of his car, and seconds later, a deputy identified as Justin Sabatine took over, and you can hear from the body cam audio his intention is to use less lethal than lethal force.
Get out of here, you're getting sprayed. Get out of here, you're getting sprayed. Reach around. Take off in this car, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to make it super easy on you. You put this car in drive, you're getting one right to the chest.
LeBron's car was searched. Nothing illegal was found, and he was cited for a missing front license plate. Attorney Dan Stormer called this an example of a violation of civil rights that's inexcusable.
These criminal acts have to end. These criminal acts need to stop because the community is being terrorized, and that needs to stop.
LeBron said he was not only in fear of his life, but he felt intimidated when later on he filed a complaint with the South LA Sheriff's Station, a process that took 4 hours and wound up facing the same man who threatened to kill him in what his attorneys called a further attempt to intimidate him. In Pasadena, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Two more Americans have been charged with smuggling cannabis from L.A. to London. British authorities say the man and woman hid the drugs in checked baggage on a flight from LAX to Heathrow Airport. These latest arrests make a total of 11 people taken into custody in London, accused of smuggling 750 pounds of cannabis worth about $6.7 million.
LA City Council backing the state of emergency declared by Mayor Karen Bass to deal with the aftermath from the storms. The declaration directs the city's emergency operations organization to take steps to protect life and property and requests that Governor Newsom waive regulations to speed up response and recovery efforts. A series of what they call atmospheric rivers slammed California last week and over the weekend. The governor declared a statewide emergency January 4th, and the LA County Board of Supervisors followed with a local emergency a week later.
And people illegally parking in bus lanes has become a real problem here in L.A. But soon, those who choose to do it could find themselves on video and in trouble. The city council is moving forward with a measure that would establish fines for bus lane parking enforced using automated cameras. There's also a budget request to pay for two traffic officers to support the citation program at a cost of more than $130,000. It could be up and running by the fall.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.